Those buying gifts for little ones may want to compare the child's wish list to Santa with a toy safety list put out annually by Wisconsin Public Interest Research Group. Wisberg director Dan Kohler describes how a popular yo-yo bath toy can be used in a dangerous lasso-like fashion.
What can happen is children can pull the string out, but as it comes back in, it can be quite dangerous as far as children's faces, their eyes. It can actually wrap around their necks.
The list of bad toys put out by Wisberg also includes older, ordinary playthings like latex balloons. The group says they and other small items compose a choking hazard. Kohler suggests parents use a toilet paper roll to gauge whether a toy would fit into a child's windpipe.
So it's a good tool for parents to be able to use to test whether that toy is too small. And if something can fit inside of that, it's probably too small, especially for children under the age of 3.
Many toys have warning labels on them. However, Wisberg finds some are incorrect. The group has tested toys which claim to be free of a chemical used to soften plastics called phthalate. What they found was that some toys did have the substance, even though the label said otherwise. Chimane Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.